This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Canada said Friday it will take in up to 20,000 Afghan refugees facing threats from the Taliban as insurgents advance across the country, seizing major cities. Canada's immigration minister called the situation heartbreaking and said in a statement that Canada will not stand idly by. The refugees will include what he called particularly vulnerable Afghans still in the country or those who have already fled to neighboring states. The group includes female leaders, government employees, human rights defenders, persecuted minorities, and journalists. The immigration minister said several plane loads of asylum seekers have departed the country already, and the first one landed Friday in Toronto. Earlier Friday, many countries, including Spain, Denmark, Norway, and the Netherlands, announced the withdrawal of staff from their respective embassies. Residents of Mazar-e-Sharif in northern Afghanistan feared for their safety on Friday as the Taliban launched a multi-pronged assault on the major city. The insurgents engaged in heavy fighting on its outskirts Saturday, according to a spokesman for the provincial governor. There was no immediate word on casualties. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani had flown to Mazar-e-Sharif on Wednesday to rally the city's defenses. He met with several militia commanders there. The Taliban have made major advances in recent days, including capturing Herat and Kandahar, the country's second and third largest cities. They now control 18 of Afghanistan's 34 provinces. And of course, you can keep up with all the news on Afghanistan at our website, voanews.com. You can also download our mobile app. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.